This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, from a desert to a floodplain where the water problems are very, very different. FEMA has released new maps with big consequences for homeowners along the coast in New Jersey. In the aftermath of Sandy, FEMA flood maps required many homeowners and business owners to elevate their structures and pay or risk paying higher insurance rates. But revised maps for New Jersey are out. They've greatly reduced the number of homes located in the at-risk zone. And while homeowners may be relieved, environmentalists, well, they're not so happy. With us is Scott Gurian, Sandy recovery reporter for New Jersey Spotlight and New Jersey Public Radio. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd.
So, Scott, just to start off, let us in on the significance of the maps. It's quite a thing that a new map could come out and so many homeowners and business owners in New Jersey could be so relieved.
Right. Well, Todd, tourism is such a big business and a vital part of the economy of the Jersey Shore, so much so that $25 million of the federal aid money that New Jersey received after Sandy is being devoted to an ad campaign to bring people back. So there's been this enormous rush to rebuild and get as much back up and running as soon as possible. And people needed to know how to go about the rebuilding just so that they would rebuild their homes, rebuild boardwalks and so forth. And that all of this wouldn't just easily get washed away during the next storm. So FEMA released this mapping data, even though it wasn't complete. They wanted to just get this data out there as soon as possible to give people some general guidance as far as how high to rebuild. And now that these new maps have been released, people are much relieved that the cost of rebuilding will be not quite as expensive in many cases, or the cost of insurance won't be as expensive as they'd feared.
So does this mean that a whole lot of people can just pay slightly less on premiums or a whole lot less in some cases?
It means that they won't have to raise up their buildings as high in many of these places that FEMA has readjusted its engineering data and found that the waves won't be coming in quite as high, crashing along the shore in some areas as they first thought. And I spoke to several people, including Jeff Tittle, who's the director of the New Jersey Sierra Club. He said he agrees with many of these revisions, but he's also kind of fears that they may have been influenced by political pressure, pressure from people who didn't like the original maps. And he and other environmentalists feel that maybe they may have gone too far in the other direction.
We should be looking at doing things the best cost-effective ways possible, not just what's politically expedient, not what's just as quickest and easiest. And that is a concern because I think for people along the coast, they don't want to go through this again. And if you don't rebuild in a better way now, well, you will. Even if you elevate your house 6 feet and it turns out to storm 7 feet, you got a problem.
Tittle's main concern is, he put it this way, he said it's like driving down the highway going 80 miles an hour, only looking in the rearview mirror. And the reason he said that is because these maps don't actually take into effect the flooding that was caused specifically by Sandy, nor do they look at sea level rise or what scientists predict is an increased risk for more severe storms, you know, this question of climate change. And FEMA itself acknowledges, yes, these concerns are valid. But I spoke to Bill McDonnell, who's FEMA's regional mitigation director. He says that there's nothing keeping states or individual communities from going above and beyond FEMA's elevations.
When it comes to global warming or climate change, that is ultimately a decision that the states and local communities need to make. So if they're looking at our product as a minimum standard, they can always be more restrictive. The higher they go and the safer they are, ultimately the more resilient they'll be, and they could be saving money and insurance premiums down the road.
Scott Gurian, before we let you go, are people in New Jersey feeling like they're going to be able to make some money this summer?
People are certainly trying. A lot of the shore has been rebuilt at this point, is back up and running. The problem is, again, there's been this focus kind of on the short term and looking at more of the long term. New Jersey and these communities could have built above, way far above and beyond these FEMA elevations. State of New Jersey is required that they build just 1 foot above the elevations. Environmentalists in many cases are saying that's not enough. And Governor Christie has in the past not been interested in including climate change as a factor in the planning of the rebuilding of the shore.
Scott Gurian is Sandy recovery reporter for New Jersey Spotlight and New Jersey Public Radio. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Todd.
You You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.